time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. What's going on, everybody? Last show in September. We are moving along here. Before you know it, a month from now, 4 weeks, we'll be talking football playoffs. But speaking of football, to open up this show on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, you got to love the effort going on down in Beverly, Mass, home to Endicott College football. Why bring this up on the Merrimack Valley? Well, guess what? There are all kinds of efforts, great efforts happening from Valley kids for the Endicott football, making historic waves. We're going to start with Michael Lefebvre from Methuen. He had his first career sack of 15 yards, and the front seven that he's a part of tallied 6 quarterbacks. Hurries as a unit in a 37-10 win over Hardin-Simmons. Why is that win significant? Because Hardin-Simmons was ranked number 5, and Endicott pulled off its first win over a ranked opponent in school history. Shane Aylward out of Tewksbury showed up with 4 catches for 111 yards and 2 scores. That ties a career high, both coming in a big second quarter that helped Endicott go ahead at the break 17-3. And the good news keeps coming for the Gulls down there. They have broken in to the 2023 national polls with the highest ranking in program history, chosen a program best number 21 overall in D3football.com poll and 22 overall in the American Football Coaches Association poll. So they are climbing and climbing. Endicott College helped by 2 Merrimack Valley kids in that win, huge win over that school out of Texas, who was ranked number 5 in the nation. Okay, we're going to take a break here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, get to our guest. It's going to be the North Andover Athletics Director. Good stuff coming out of his desk. And then after that, we will finish things off with our Sylvan Street Grill, new sponsor, baby. Gotta love it. Merrimack Valley Football Report. So Sylvan Street Grill, Merrimack Valley Football Report. We'll close the show. But first, the North Andover Athletics Director giving us a little state of the state.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with a repeat guest. So welcome back, North Andover Athletics Director Steve Nugent. What's going on?
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you back. And, you know, another state of the state with North Andover. How did things look overall, like participation levels? How are those checking out, you know, so as we come into the fall season here?
So I think, you know, listen, I'm ecstatic at where we're at. Obviously, always room to grow. I feel like, you know, our numbers for tryouts were well over 500 for our fall teams. You know, after cuts, I think we're down to 475 for the number of athletes who are participating right now. And so I'm ecstatic about that. And you know, we've been able to field either a freshman or a JV B team in every sport that we hoped, you know, to do that in. And that's a great testament to the number of kids who, you know, value the athletic experience here in North Andover.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of lately, Steve, of a JV2 team. Is that a newish concept or?
Well, I'm a newish AD. So I guess for me, it is new. Everything's new. I feel like, you know, we've been blessed to have mostly freshman teams for that third tier team. Mm-hmm. However, to have a team and to field a full schedule, a lot of schools have been creative. And we've actually done it a few times in my short tenure here where, you know, you might have enough kids to have three teams, but you don't have enough to just do a freshman team. And therefore you tier them up where your JV2 or your JVB would be maybe your least experienced students. And then, you know, the middle one might be the JVA or JV1. The good news with that, you know, more kids get to play. And two, you know, now for a school like us, or, you know, in our conference, us and Andover and Chelmsford, and we're able now have more than just three games, you know, playing each other three or four times a year. It really stinks. So now we've been able to go out and grab some teams and other conferences who have JV two or B teams.
Yeah, nice. And on the varsity level for North Andover in the fall, it's early doings here, but who looks good so far? Who has some of the hottest starts out there for some of your teams?
Oh, God, you put me on the spot. So I think our boys soccer team is probably leading the way. They've got, I think, two or three ties. They haven't been beaten yet, but they're playing strong. They played some good opponents. They've been in every match. They lost their starting goalie, they thought. So James Yonchak, one of our juniors, has stepped into this role, and he's only let up three goals so far. So he's been kind of a nice story for that team. But, you know, no superstars, really, just a lot of really, you know, decent players. And Kyle Wood is the head coach for there. So they're doing great. Our swim and dive team, this is another thing that's kind of unique these days. We traditionally would have girls in the fall, boys in the winter. We've only had nine boys in the winter for the last 2 years. So we had to combine with Lowell. Mm-hmm. So this year we made the tough decision to go co-ed. So the good news is the MVC, there's 10 teams, five are co-ed and five are just for girls. You still race against everybody. So that team is undefeated. You know, the asterisk would be that, you know, we've got a lot of boys winning some races against some girls. So it's kind of hard to put into words, but I'm really hopeful that we can get those two groups separated once again down the road if we get a few more boy swimmers.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, bravo to the department for finding, you know, an outlet for the kids, finding a place to compete. Yeah. I mean, it's what it's all about, getting kids out there and doing what they want to do, you know? So that's a positive outcome from that.
I think so. I mean, you know, faced with the choice of, it was kind of dying on the vine, so to speak. So we co-opted with Lowell, just sending our kids down to Lowell at 8:30 at night on a weeknight. It was tough for practices. So would love to maybe co-op with somebody up this way for the future, but it was either not have a season or combine them with the girls. So, you know, thankfully our coaches and the girls and the boys, that they're trying to make work through some, I'm sure some, you know, not smooth sailing, so to speak, so in the beginning, I'm sure, I don't know of anything, but I'm sure that there's going to be some things to work out, but they've been great. Our girls soccer team led by Lisa Rassinen they've got a bunch of ties as well, but, they've been in the last two games. I think they're two ties against Andover and Masco, two quality opponents. So I think they've been fighting through as well. Our golf team actually lost a close one to Andover, but they've had four or five wins in their matches. So they've got a solid team. So, you know, I think that's something else that, you know, we've been happy with.
Yeah, that's a pretty big of tie there for them against Masco. I mean, Masco didn't lose a game last year. before they went to the tournament. Yeah, they were undefeated and went into the tournament for girls soccer. And I'm not sure how they're doing this year. I know they're probably doing well again, but yeah, that's awesome.
They're always good.
Yeah. So you mentioned the coach there for girls soccer. How about other coaches? Is there a everyone's back kind of vibe for varsity coaches in the fall?
For the most part, I think we have a new cheerleading coach. Fall cheer is led by Cam Spearman now. Rachel Bopel, longtime coach, stepped down. She's a Masco girl, speaking of Masco. But Cam Spearman, he came over. He was the JV coach at Haverhill. He came over and he's leading the fall cheer right now. Football still has John Dubzinski. Cross country still has Bill Varney and Rick Delacai, boys and girls. Golf, Matt Lombard's in his second year. He's the golf pro over at North End of our country club. Girls and boys soccer, still the same. Lisa Rassadin, Kyle Wood. Swim and dive, Constanza Schiller is our head coach, and she added Zahira Zahawi as our assistant coach. She's a teacher in the building. And girls volleyball is still led by Kristen Augustini. So I think across the board, this has been good because, you know, we don't have an athletic trainer, something I probably should talk about, but we haven't had to hire any new coaches aside from a fall cheerleader coach.
Okay. And what's the trainer situation? How is that coming along? That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. Anyone who's listening to this, if they're in the athletic world, they know that they'll see an athletic trainer on the sidelines or in a room, anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a day, every day. And unfortunately, our longtime trainer, she went back to PA school. We haven't been able to find a new trainer through the company we use. So we've been piecemealing it. And it's really, for me, I'm just putting my cards on the table. Like, we're just trying to find, qualified people who are willing to work per diem until we can nail down somebody full time. So we've had at least 5 different faces in here, EMTs in here. It's been tough for the kids, you know, because that's also, it's like a secondary coach. They build a relationship with that person. They know how they like to be taped, certain treatments, things like that. So it's been a challenge for the coaches, our parents, and specifically our athletes to fight through that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an important position, obviously. I mean, Gloucester High School. I mean, I remember years ago who it was, Mary Ellen Zelski. Like you remember the trainer, you know, they're just as much as part of the fabric of an athletics department as the coaches, the players, the ADs. And so, yeah, no, I get it. That's a struggle, but the piecemeal temporary solution sounds like it's all you can do. And I'm sure the recruiting is heavy right now.
Well,
last Indeed, LinkedIn.
Yeah, exactly. And the mention on this worldwide podcast, somebody, you know, anywhere who would drop me a line.
So. We will get it out there for sure. Cool. So the coaches are all, for the most part, all back.
Yeah.
Who's the elder statesperson for the coaches? Who's been there the longest to put you on the spot?
It's got
to
be Rick Delacai. So Rick Delacai, he's the girls' cross-country coach. He actually was his first year coaching was my senior year in high school here at North Andover back in 1987. So, he's the elder statesperson. Although I always make the joke that he's aging much better than I am. He probably like my younger brother, not like an old man. So he's definitely the elder statesman.
Okay. Cool. It's good to have that pro there that's seen, many decades. So 80s, 90s, that's a long tenure for sure.
Yeah, for sure. He's old.
How about the MVC? You know, things you've seen around the MVC. I mean, it's just every single sport is you're going to have a competitive game at night in and night out. I mean, there's just, you know, it's just the same across the board, girls, boys. I'm sure you're seeing the same thing this fall.
We are. Actually, before I answer that question, John, I don't even know if I mentioned our field hockey coach led by Andrea Van Horn. She's in her third year. She's doing a tremendous job rebuilding that program. I'll speak on her note first. I think, you know, for the MVC, you know, not top to bottom super heavyweights, but, Andover, defending state champion, just got knocked off by Central Catholic the other night. And so, you know, we've got a tough conference in a lot of sports. I would say probably volleyball for girls, field hockey, football. We're in a new alignment now with 5 teams in our division. Methuen is, you know, kind of plotted in with us. So I think day in, day out. I mean, I think you name the sport, there's, you know, a lot of competition for, you know, who's the king of the hill.
Yeah. What's the breakdown for football division wise?
So we've got it's a unique 3-5-3 arrangement. So the three in one part would be Central Catholic, Andover, and Haverhill. North Andover, Tewksbury, Billerica, Methuen, and Chelmsford are the five, and then Dracut, Lawrence, and Loeb the other three.
Okay. Wow. That five seems like a real, heavy competition in there, kind of a anybody beats anybody kind of event. Some of the scores just shock you, though. You go out there and say, Chelmsford, they're actually looking good. They should be competitive with it. Oh, and then it's a blowout, Andover.
Yeah. I think that shocked a lot of people. Chelmsford's opening week loss to Londonderry. I mean, I know Londonderry's got a good reputation, but, they've got some studs over there in Chelmsford. So most of their sports are pretty, pretty well represented. But yeah, we should be, it should be interesting. It's going to be a grind for sure for everybody. But football, that, high contact, very popular, obviously, sport that, very well attended. So I think that's a lot more focused than most of the other sports do.
Yeah, Methuen made some waves last year, right? Mm-hmm. They knocked off the number one seed in Division One, Franklin.
Yeah. Got the brothers, the quarterback and wide receiver tandem. They're coming in here on the 5th on a Thursday night for our homecoming game. So it's going to be a very well-attended game, I'm sure.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, finally, I know everything's all fall all the time right now, but like winter, spring is besides the chaos that will happen when you go back to coaching, anything exciting you could tell us about the winter, spring, like new coaches lined up or anything like that?
Not as much new coaches, but, our boys basketball team, when it made it to the Final Four, and they returned almost everybody. So, the bar is very high for them, and they picked up a real strong non-league schedule. So, combination of that, and we got our court refinished, there's a lot of things to be excited for there. I think our boys hockey team will be skating out of Merrimack College for the first time in a long time, practices in most of our games. So again, a lot of excitement there. Girls hockey, we co-op with Haverhill and Pentucket, and we return a lot of girls. We lost some quality ones, but we return a real good core. So, a lot of hopes there, but across the board, a lot to be excited about in the winter and the spring, obviously, I'm coaching the track team still. So we've got a bit of a challenge. We won back-to-back state championships these last couple of years, but we've got a lot of people who are now in college who are not part of that program anymore. So we've got a lot of work to do as coaches. So,
yeah. And how does that make you feel finally, when you look online or you see those North Andover kids in the college jersey on the rosters, they're like, wow, look at them. They're growing up. They're that's just a cool thing, right?
It's awesome. I think, right now it's all of our football players, who play against one another and, the pictures that the parents are either sharing or tweeting out or, sharing through Instagram. And, these kids are the one, they just walked these halls a year ago or 2 years ago. And it's just awesome to see, they're still connected with one another and still connected with our community. So yeah, definitely a source of pride for the entire community here.
Yeah. And they fancy them up on those tweets, right? Like, you get Stonehill College welcomes and it's a big graphic and like a North Andover kid or whoever. And it's just fun to see. I love it.
No, it's very cool.
All right, Steve Nugent, North Andover Athletics Director. I'll let you get going. I know there's probably at the time of this interview, Friday, September 22nd. I know there's probably some football to get ready for and just other sports probably taking place too. So I know you get a long night. So go get awesome. Them. Thank you for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Dom, thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate the time.
All right, have a good one.
You take care.
Take care.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, how's it going? This is the closing segment of the show, and it's going to be our Sylvan Street Grill Merrimack Valley Football Report. That's right, Sylvan Street Grill, favorite of my place for sure. Coming in to be a sponsor and a friend again, brought to you by Sylvan Street Grill, this report is. It's in Peabody and Salisbury. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. All right, so let's get to it. A Merrimack Valley football report by the Sylvan Street Grill. We got Whittier dumping Drakett 50-26. Drakett goes to Hopkinton on Thursday at 6. Tewksbury, a 35-6 winner over Lawrence. Tewksbury will be hosting Lowell. I expect the wins to keep continuing for the Redmen. St. John's Prep beat Haverhill 49-6. Haverhill's going to go to Bill Ricka. It's a tough back-to-back week, excuse me, for Haverhill for sure. Greater Low Tech fell to Salem 28-0. Greater Lawrence Tech is going to Greater Low Tech on Saturday at 2. Greater Low Tech was a 22-7 loser to Manchester Essex. Andover kept hot, 42-18 win over Lowell. Andover is going to be going to Methuen. Love that matchup. Friday night at 7, Lowell at Tewksbury, like we said, Friday at 7. Methuen was a 40-23 winner over Chelmsford. Andover, again, going to Methuen. That's a great matchup of two Division I playoff teams from last year. Chelmsford is going to North Andover Friday at 6. Shawshene Valley tripped up Stoneham 42-8. Northeast Metro Tech's coming to Shawshene and Bill Ricker on Friday at 7. North Andover was a 22-7 winner over Marblehead of the Northeastern Conference, and they'll be hosting Chelmsford Friday at 6. Cathedral beat Low Catholic 21-14. Whittier is at Low Catholic on Friday night at 7. And probably the game of the week, no question about it, Bill Ricka's 32-27 win over Central Catholic. Haverhill is coming to Bill Ricka. Xaverian's coming to Central both Friday night at 7. Game significant for a lot of reasons. The Eagle Tribune is reporting that they can't remember the last time they ever started 0-3, much 0-2, much less 0-3. And records going back to 07 suggest they haven't. Bill Ricka-wise, they go to 3-0, and that was their first win over the Raiders since the 34-6 win in 2009. So Central came back furiously in the fourth quarter with three straight touchdowns. It just fell short. It was like 2:22 to go. They just ran out of steam there, but that's a heck of a comeback, you know, down by that many points. So Barica got on the board. Steven Gentile, 3-yard rush. Central came right back first quarter. Jackson Piera, 1-yard rush for a touchdown. Then Barica scored the next four times, unanswered. Deatmi Doravel, 4-yard rush. Gentile, another 5-yard rushing touchdown. Gentile again, 1-yard rushing touchdown. So that was the third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter, Bill Ricka got a touchdown for Cole Dillon, 26-yard pass from Gentile. What a night for Gentile, huh? I mean, man, did that kid perform. And that touchdown put Bill Ricka up 32-7. And then Central comes roaring back for 20 straight unanswered points. Drew Alsop, 29-yard pass from Piera. Alsop again, 25-yard pass from Piera. They like that combo over there in Central. Piera, 40-yard run. So what a night for him. Two-point conversion was no good. That left him at trailing by five with 2:22 to go, and it just wasn't enough. Piera had seven carries for 117 yards, and it was just a great night, you know, for both teams, really, and a great comeback. But Central, of course, disappointed with the third straight loss, trying to regroup, and doesn't get any easier with Severian. They have one of the Central has one of the toughest schedules in the state, no question about it. All right, well, thank you, Sylvan Street Grill, for entering the mix. Appreciate it very much. Good to have you as a friend and sponsor. Once again, Sylvan Street Grill, Merrimack Valley Football Report. All right, that's it for us. I say us, me and Danny Martin, I guess, the producer. Either way you slice it, we are good to go. Thanks for tuning in. We're here every week, Thursday mornings. We're out the door on MSNewsSports.com, brought to you by Kelly Media. Thanks for joining, everybody. We'll see you next week.